And at 8:55, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's time to check in with Chip Nellinger to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. We are having a pretty important USDA report out here at 11 a.m. Central. So the grain markets are pausing in anticipation of those reports. We will get quarterly stocks number as well as the planted acreage report. And so those could have major impacts on prices in here. Although on the acreage side, expectations are for only about a 300,000 to 400,000 acre decrease in corn, about a corresponding amount of increasing bean acres. And the quarterly stocks number expected to be close to unchanged from a year ago. On the bean side, up just a little bit on corn. And so some pre-report positioning here in quiet volume. We currently have corn just a little bit higher on the day in the July contract. We're up 2.25 at 4.04.25. That is now into first notice day. Our September contract's up 1.25 at 4.11.5. December futures up a penny at 4.31. March of 27 up a half a cent, 4.45.75. December, year from now, December 27 corn, excuse me, unchanged at 4.56 even. The bean market is a little bit lower in here. We see the July contract now into delivery down 3 cents, 11.05.75. August beans down a nickel, 11.14.25. September down 5.5 at 11.18.5. Excuse me, November beans down 6 cents now at 11.33. January down 5.5 at 11.48. And November 27 beans down a penny at 11.23.25. Soy products lower as well, led by triple-digit losses in soy oil. August soy oil futures now down 161 points at 67.25, and that continues a slide lower that we've seen in soy oil for the last 3 or 4 weeks. August soy meal down $3.30 a ton at $300.50 a ton. The wheat market is a little bit lower. July Chicago down a penny, 568.5. September Chicago wheat down a penny, 578.75. December down 1.75 at 595.25. July Kansas City up 1.75 at 601.75. With the March contract up 1.25 at 642.75. December Minneapolis wheat futures up a nickel at 630.5. Over on the livestock side, seeing a mixed bag in here. August live cattle futures, let me start with the Junes, even though we're into delivery here, up 70 cents right now in the June live cattle, 258.10. August down 55 cents at 243.02, with the Octobers down 65 at 236.72. December live cattle down 55 cents at 236.40. And the February 27 live cattle down 42 cents at 237.20. The feeder contract, October feeders down 182 right now at 361.10, with the Novembers down 150, 358.27. January's down 192 at 351.17, and March feeders down 182 at 347.07. Hogs trying to put a little bit of a bounce in here. We had a hogs and pigs report out late last week, showed a little bit of a supportive number across the several categories of weight classes on those numbers being towards the bottom end of expectations. Trying to see a little bit of a bounce here. August lean hogs up 150 right now at 98.77. October's up 82 at 82.35. On the December contract, we are up 20 cents at 74.15. Out into next spring, April 27 lean hogs down a dime at 82.55. Outside markets, a mixed bag here. The S&P up 23 right now at 75.23. Crude oil futures have stabilized around $70 a barrel, now up 18 cents at 70.93 in that August contract. Those are your opening markets for Tuesday morning.
Thank you, Chip, and have a great day. Again, we are under an extreme heat warning in Illinois. Definitely take it easy out there. Drink lots of water.
Car donation.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HDU 3 Urbana. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Coming up at 9:04, Illinois schools will consider unauthorized AI-generated images, a type of cyberbullying, starting this fall. We'll have that story and the latest on our extreme heat warning.